Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
All right. Hello. You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. This is an interesting new show. We are at T Radio V in Los Angeles, which is really exciting because we used to do shows at T Radio V in San Francisco. And now that I'm a Los Angelian, what is it?
Los Angelino.
Los Angelino, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm just
like
moved here,
I
didn't get the memo.
Okay.
But
send it to
I'm
you
excited
again.
Because this is also going to be, you can watch this show. So if you're listening to it as a podcast, you can also watch this show
right on
my website, sexwithemily.com or tradiov.com.
Correct.
And if you want to call in, you can. It's 855-878-4652. And my Twitter is sexwithemily at sexwithemily. So it's my Instagram and my Facebook page. So we're going to be giving away some things today that you might want, and you might have to tweet me just about what you want because you're going to want everything that we talk about today. This is going to be a great show. It's summertime, okay?
Yes, it is.
And so
it's hot
out there. It's summertime, and it's really hot out. And so one of the most important things in summertime is that people are wearing bathing suits. They're out. They're wearing skimpier clothes.
I wear a tube top sometimes. Yeah, I wear a tube top.
I bet you do, Elvis.
Just down on Santa Monica once in a while.
Yeah, do you?
I
bet that looks good on you.
It doesn't, and I don't shave my back. So, you know, it's kind of a gorilla look for me.
Do you really have – I once had a friend who called it a back pussy, which I know is sort of inappropriate.
Oh, well, it's not here. You can say whatever you want. A back pussy?
Yeah, he said, I have a back pussy. I got to get rid of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was there a clit on there too?
You know what? I didn't ask.
Okay,
I didn't want to examine. I actually didn't want to go close to him after that.
No,
you can imagine.
Because,
but it was a back pussy. And but we're going to be talking about that manscaping today and womenscaping.
Right.
What are the, you know, what do men want? Do they want a landing strip?
Mm-hmm.
Do they want no hair down there?
Right.
You know, I heard a crazy story the other day from a guy who was talking about like the hair was so long that he had to like dig and dig.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like going all over
like
the place.
Like a garden weasel or a weed whacker.
Yeah, he needed a weed whacker.
Yeah, sure,
and it was like a total turn off for him, which you can think some men would feel that way. But we're also going to talk about, you know, men shaving, which has been, you know, men how they should shave their nether regions for the most effective shave and the most effective way to take care of themselves so they look good and they feel good.
Love it.
And so this is what you're hearing here on the show today. We've got Elvis.
Hello, everybody.
Elvis, do you just go by Elvis, right?
It's Elvis Medina, you know, hey you, shithead, whatever works.
Okay.
But
I
I'm
like
program
Elvis.
Director here at T Radio V. Can I first of all say, welcome friggin' back.
Thank you.
We have totally missed you around here and your vibe and your information, and you're an amazing broadcaster, and we feel very fortunate that you're back with us.
I'm so glad to be here.
Can I put you on the spot? Is it just going to be one show, or are you going to do a bunch of shows for us?
I'd like to do more shows here.
Okay,
I would. And now that I live very close.
You got no choice.
I'm going to hang out here all the time. I might move in.
Okay, there we go. That's fine. That's cool.
Okay.
I'm on it.
It's
so let's get her a cot in the back. We'll put a cot
back
there.
Whatever. I don't need a lot of space.
No, you're small. You're a small person.
Exactly.
Yeah, doesn't mean it.
So it's good to be here. And also, we have Tony Sosnick. He is the owner owner, creator, founder of the most amazing skincare line for men, probably the only one that you ever need to know about, which is Anthony Logistics for Men.
Right.
Yep. Men. And you can find Anthony.com.
Exactly.
Correct?
Correct.
You got Anthony.com? That's pretty cool.
I know.
I got it 15 years ago.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I got really lucky.
I've got an email from 93 on AOL still I use. Yeah, but that's just me. I divert. So, yeah, I got to be honest. Anthony Logistics, I didn't know when she was introducing you as Tony. I thought, oh, he's got some products. Great. Come on in. Do the show. Anthony Logistics is one of the best products, if not the best line for men, bar none. Swear to God,
I know.
I've been using it for years. I've got a oil-free facial moisturizer that's a tanner. I've had shaving balm. I've had great product, bro. Great product.
And you still use it today.
Today, to this day. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. And I love the oil-free stuff, and that's big for me because I do break out. And, mm-hmm. So I love your product. I love
it. Oh, that's so cute. I love that because I love Tony. So Tony and I are childhood friends. And we're going to get into our story later because we actually have a special announcement to make.
Cool.
But Tony and I grew up, but we'll call him Tony for the sake of the show.
Right.
We grew up together. We actually lived in the same house growing up.
Wow.
Not together at the same time, but my family bought his family's house and we summer camp together. And then later I'm going to finish that story with the big announcement.
Okay,
and no,
good.
We are not getting married or anything.
Oh, okay. Yes. You're not pregnant or anything
yet.
Like that. Okay,
no,
good.
I'm not pregnant.
But there's kind of an intimate story though.
There's an intimate story. Let's just say that.
Cool.
And there's a really exciting intimate announcement we're going to make.
Love
so that means that you have to pay attention to the entire show.
That's right.
I also want to ask, I love having two men here because before we get into all the stuff about like man, because a lot of guys email me, they're like, well, how should I shave? What do women want? Women shave. They're like, should I get the land? So we're going to get into all that in a second. And we're also going to be reading the emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. But first, I need to talk to you guys about something. So I know this is kind of a personal question, but it is Sex with Emily.
Right.
So you kind of knew what you were getting into.
I did. Go for it.
I didn't sign anything first.
No waiver. Get him a waiver.
You will get a waiver.
All right.
Okay. So you know a lot of men have issues, for example, with premature ejaculation.
Mm-hmm. I've heard.
You've heard.
Yeah.
Okay. And so
it's
I know.
New to me, but yeah.
What'd you say?
I haven't heard of that before, but okay.
Okay. Premature ejaculation.
You can talk about it.
Which is like men who come like in a minute or less. But
yeah.
Really,
right.
Right. So premature. So what do you think about? So and a lot of men, I know that they don't, but they control it because they think about something in their head, like their third grade teacher with who had the mole on her chin or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I'm curious what you think about.
So I don't premature ejaculate.
Yes.
I think about salmon fishing and gutting a fish.
Right.
And out there gutting a fish, or I think of my grandmother naked.
Okay.
And still, that kind of gets to me too.
It does. And so that just stops you. So you don't premature ejaculate.
Oh, yeah.
But then can you really be in the moment sexually?
You're there to please the woman at that point. You know what I'm saying? You're kind of there to make sure that you're not the 30-second wonder, and so you're taking your mind somewhere else. But I think the second time, if you can go a second time, then that's the time to actually. But I've heard that 30-second, that can happen.
You've heard that. I'm just curious. I'm going around. Actually, I'm going to ask everyone at T Radio V after this. I've got a camera.
Sure.
So Tony.
Yeah, I mean, I think
you don't have that issue. What? Now tell me what you think about.
Yeah. I mean, I think guys have it from time to time.
Sure.
If you think about something that is really unappealing to you,
mm-hmm.
and I think if you let the woman do the work for a period of time,
right.
You don't have to focus in on working so hard.
Sure, back off a bit.
Yeah, but just think about anything other than in the moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I got you.
It's hard because women don't have that. We're like, God, I hope I have an orgasm already.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, please. And then we think about it too much and then we overthink it. But we have different. So the reason why I'm talking about this is because there's this amazing new product that controls premature ejaculation.
Wow.
It's FDA approved. There's nothing on the market like this.
Okay.
And so 1 in 3 men suffer from this, from premature ejaculation.
Poor guys.
So I know, it's a bummer. And you hear it all the time. A lot of younger men, but even older men, they suffer from it. So, and the only treatments they have now are antidepressants, which have really bad side effects.
Really?
Yeah, antidepressants. So you're like, can't ever have an orgasm.
So you're just like, I don't care.
Or even getting an erection is hard with antidepressants
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. So it's kind of a bummer. And then there's some numbing sprays that are not great for you.
Right.
But Promescent, which I'm going to show you, has zero side effects and works immediately. It's a desensitizing spray that's quickly absorbed. So you spray it on your penis.
Okay. Right now?
Well, if you want to get to
your
penis
fine.
Out,
that's fine.
I won't
make you.
How
but
long
you
does it last
on your
for?
It lasts for It lasts for like at least, an hour. 20
oh, really?
Minutes. Yeah. It lasts
so you
for
wait
a while.
Till you have an erection and then?
Yes. And then you spray it on.
Wow.
And then it, the good thing is the reason why this is different than other ones, it doesn't transfer to your partner. So if you're having sex, like let's say we were having sex, my vagina wouldn't get numb.
Okay, great.
So it absorbs into the thin layers of your skin.
Okay.
And so
and that's it.
It helps men last longer.
This is going to be a
no
huge
side effects. I'm telling you, Promescent is going to change the world. People are Googling it all the time. So I just want to talk about it because I feel like it's the all the sex doctors that I know that I like respect.
Right.
And there are many of us. Okay, I'm a doctor now, by the way.
Oh, well, congratulations.
But, thank you. I forgot to mention that. So they all love it. It's P-R-O-M-E-S-E-N-T.
Let me write that down for a friend of mine.
Exactly. Just for a buddy of mine. I might give you a bottle. You might get some treats.
I'll gladly give it to him.
I just wanted everyone to know because that is the number one question I get asked. I get all your emails at feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you. And I just thought when I find something new, I want to share with you.
That's a great product right there. That's going to be huge. When did that go on the market?
It just, you know, it's actually been on the market for about a year, but they really just kind of got all the FDA approval and all the stuff happening. So I think it's really exciting. So now we've talked about back pussies and premature ejaculation. And we come back, we're talking about penises again. And we're also going to talk about how to set a romantic mood for a guy.
Hey,
he wants to know how to get laid with his girlfriend and he wants to know how to set a romantic mood. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Sex with Emily. Love it. Hi, it's Sex with Emily. If that didn't get you in the mood, thanks everyone for checking out Sex with Emily. T-Radio V, we're our podcast, and you can watch the show as well on my website, sexwithemily.com or tradiov.com. So today's show, as I mentioned, we are talking about grooming, basically. We have a manscaping expert here. We have Anthony Sosnick from Anthony Logistics for Men. He makes the most amazing products, and it's really, really so when men, you're down there with a razor and you're doing it and you got the razor burn and the bumps, this that does not have to happen. First of all, it's unattractive. We don't want to see it, and we're going to tell you how to prevent that. We're also going to talk about grooming for women because a lot of women have the same kind of issues, and we're just going to talk about preferences and what's out there, and we're also going to get into your emails in a second and some tips. And lots of fun things. So we've got Mike here, who's the founder of T-Radio V.
Hi, Emily.
Hi. Great to see you again.
It's so great to see you. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here, too.
Thanks. We missed you.
Oh, I missed you, too. I was on the wrong side of town. See, now I'm on the side of town, so it's all better.
I know.
But I wanted to get we get into our important segment shortly about manscaping and all that. I hear that you are... I hope you don't mind that I know this already, that you have no hair down there. And it's not because I actually have seen, I've unzipped your pants. I don't think. No, we haven't.
I don't think we've done that yet.
No, we didn't.
Not yet.
Yet. Right. Still not.
Although I did, I think I rattled you on the air one day with one of my little techniques.
You gave me great oral sex tips for women.
I know.
Can you give that a tip again?
I actually saved the link to that show and I send it to women who want to go out with me.
Oh my God. You're like, I know what I'm doing.
And I said, I rattled one of the major sex experts in the country with one of my techniques. They're like, what? I said, check out this link. And people go, wow, can you really do that? And I go, yeah, I can do that.
I don't think I was rattled per se.
No, you were rattled.
Okay, give it to me again.
Go back
and
watch
the tape. No, I want you to give me the tip again.
You were rattled.
Because I'm obsessed with oral sex because I believe that it is amazing when you do it right for men and for women. And so I asked Mike to come into the studio one day and give his best tips for going down on a woman.
Yeah.
So please tell me, rattle me again, please. do you remember what it was?
I can't believe you don't remember.
I want you to explain it again.
It's when you take the certain part of a woman between your teeth and clitoris. You hold it between
you
your
that.
Teeth
yeah.
And you suck it in between your teeth and you flick it with your tongue at the same time.
Okay. Mm. I'm not rattled, but I think a lot of women would enjoy
that. Oh, you were rattled
that.
When I told it to you. Because you squirmed in your seat.
Well, I just thought it sounded
you
good.
You totally squirmed and then Menace came in and then you couldn't stop talking about it. You were telling Menace about it.
Yeah, because Menace is not like the vagina. So yeah. I always have to...
sucks
yeah,
to be
exactly.
Menace.
Sucks
so
to be Menace.
That's the secret, right?
It was the secret, yeah.
Tony, do you have a secret?
We'll talk about that off air.
Oh, I knew it. Tony's not going to go down that road.
Only that. Well, I mean, I would, but just not.
Men are always asking for tips for that. And I just think you got to pay attention to what the woman wants. You got to ask her, but also just mix it up. Don't go right for the clitoris. Like your move that you're talking about, Mike, is not when you don't go right and put it
no,
in.
No, you don't.
You need to warm them up, like rub their thighs.
Every woman is
foreplay.
A little bit different. It's
we're all different.
It's a secret code. You got to learn the code.
Right. And a lot of men don't. And a lot of men don't like the vagina either.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. And I think if you ask your partner what they want and what they like while you're doing it, that's a big, big thing as well, too.
That is a big thing.
Because everyone is different. You're right.
Yeah. They're so different. And I feel bad for men because performing oral sex on a guy, yes, every man is different, but it's pretty much a variation of the theme is pretty much the same.
I don't feel bad for men.
Hands and mouth. No, I wish I had a penis, too. I get
no,
it.
No, they, if more
I would spray Promethazine on my
if
penis.
If more men were good at it, it would make my life more difficult.
But then you'd never leave home and you wouldn't be able to do it.
Exactly.
I want men to be less good at it. I understand where you're coming from. You're trying to educate people, but I want to be good at it. I want to be the only one in the world good at it.
Right.
I'm curious, what's your click-through rate? when you send that out as an email, what's the response?
I have sent it. I have sent it to women that I date, and I sent it to them kind of as a joke. I sent them the link to the video.
So you're kind of setting up the evening.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that like your Match.com profile
thing? No, God.
Do you like click here for this video, and he's like, I'm gonna take your clit and I'm gonna flick it between my teeth. Is that what you're gonna do?
I haven't done that in a long time, but Elvis does it all the time.
He gets
like 10 dates a week.
Really?
No, he's crazy. He's a match whore.
Is he? I love him.
Nuts.
I'm gonna start dating online too. I'm doing it.
Oh my God.
I am. I have to I can't get into it now, but it's for one of my, it's going to be part of my show.
Are you going to put your picture up? You know, we've talked about doing a show about online dating here.
I know, I'm doing it. I have to do it for one of my sponsors that I am excited about. And I said I would date online.
We'll talk about it.
I think it'd be good for me. I'm new to town. I'm single, ready to mingle.
Are you really?
Yes.
Come on.
Swear to God.
Are you really?
Swear to God.
Because I hit on you all the time and you're like, no.
Well, that doesn't mean that I'm not single.
She had a boyfriend at that time.
I was dating someone.
I am assuming that if I hit on a girl, they should respond favorably, and you're right. I shouldn't assume that.
You texted me once.
Did I?
And it was very, like, nothing. It was like, hey, good to see you.
You're Emily Morse. I mean, you just can't walk. I can't roll up on you and go, hey, let's throw down. I can't do that. Because you're Emily Morse.
You wouldn't send me a picture of you with the clit in your mouth flicking it?
I don't do that.
I think that would have done the trick, though.
Maybe. It's sex with Emily. No. People assume things about me, and I'm really just a kitty cat. Mm-hmm. I don't really, you know, I just
manscaping.
Talk. I'm all talk. Manscaping. Okay, so let's get into that real quick. And then maybe we'll get into the emails. We're going to go back and forth. But since you're here and you have a really busy job, I think we should get into it. So let's first talk about manscaping. Okay, so what is manscaping? Tony, you're a manscaping expert. How would you define that? It's kind of a new term in the last 10 years, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really just taking care of yourself and, you know, looking your best. Grooming yourself to perfection is really what it comes down to.
Okay.
Agreed.
And you can do that with all kinds of products and just the way that you live your lifestyle. But it's really easy to do, and it's very simple.
Okay. And so men, so typically women, like, oh, we're always shaving. We always, like, shave at a young age, and then we wax. But for men, I feel like in the last 10 years, maybe 15, they've been more, there's been, like, the whole manscaping thing. So men are trimming. Like, that's kind of the basic, right? They just trim their pubic hair. But then a lot of men take it another step further. So should we start with the balls? What would you like to start with?
Since you're the expert.
He's from Anthony Logistics for Men. You can go to anthony.com, check out all of his products because they're amazing. All of them. They're like made for this. So where do you want to start, honey?
Well, we've been in the business for about 15 years teaching guys how to groom properly. And the first thing that you always want to do is clean the area that you shave, that you wax. Always really prep it first. So you can use anything from a cleanser, a scrub. We have all different kinds of products here, but anything that really preps the skin for shaving is what you want to do first. And then depending on what your preferences are or who your partner is and what they like, you take it to that level of manscaping.
Okay.
It's really just taking care of yourself. It's basically what it is. It's just another
but
term.
Why do men have to do it? Like, why weren't they doing it before? Is it because of porn?
No. Well, first of all, the products really weren't available to do these kinds of things, and the awareness wasn't really out there. A lot of what you're seeing today that men are using and doing was taboo even 10, 12, 15 years ago.
Yeah, so, you'd be made fun of if you did it.
Yeah. I mean,
you'd be like, what'd you do before? Yeah.
You'd be stereotyped. Even things like getting a manicure or a pedicure, guys wouldn't do 10 years ago. But, you know, the taboo of taking good care of yourself, using products, looking good, is really not so scary anymore for most men.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah?
I've been doing
it. How long have you been doing it?
20 years. Over 20 years.
Oh, you were a pioneer too then.
Absolutely. I love doing it.
So what do you do?
I like having other women do it for me.
Oh, that's one of your things.
Yeah,
you want to come over and manscape me, baby?
That's exactly right.
Right?
That's
a good offer. And then they take you up on that?
Yeah.
I hope they like you, because if they don't, they get just like, cut you.
Well, it is. There is a risk associated with it.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
You give a woman a razor and then you piss her off.
That's right.
Could be bad.
That's right.
But there goes your balls.
I've been doing it for over 20 years.
What exactly do you do? Walk me through your routine.
I have a buzzer, you know, like an electric shaver with a comb on it, so I can shave it right down to the stubble. I buzz it down to the stubble.
Where your
everything.
Whole, your balls, your penis, everything. Okay.
Everything.
And then do you use any like amazing products after to make sure that you
I use high-end hair conditioner.
Okay.
I have very expensive hair conditioner.
It doesn't clog the blade on your razor?
No.
I bet you
it
doesn't.
I use the hair conditioner everywhere, so my hair is usually pretty soft.
That's
and well conditioned. So it shaves very quickly, very easily, and then I use it after as like an aftershave treatment.
Just one tip, you know, just cleanse that area first, because it'll help to remove any dead skin cells, any dirt in that area. It'll also help for the hairs to stand up straighter to make them easier to cut off. And then try and shave or trim just after the shower, because the heat from the steam will soften those hairs and make it easier to cut off.
Oh, yeah.
See, there you go.
Oh, yeah, he's 100% right.
Right, so you wait.
Well, I learned the hard way over years of trial and error, but now I got it down to a science. You're absolutely right, and it's great, too.
But can we talk
about... And girls love it, too, by the way.
They love what?
They love men that are manscaped. Freaking love it.
They do.
Totally love it.
Every woman that I've spoken to during events in stores or just online love a well-groomed man.
Absolutely.
Very rarely do you do you see someone that doesn't want someone
but
to look
it, there. Okay, so well-groomed means maybe he trims, but it doesn't mean he has no hair, right?
It means all of the above.
It could. Okay. So how do you make that decision? Like, you have no hair, Mike.
I buzz the pubic bone region, but I shave down to the skin everything else.
Okay.
So it's nice and soft.
Right. Got it. So some men just trim. They don't do that. So how do you decide? As a guy, I guess it's a personal preference.
I think it's personal preference. I think, it's personal preference, and it really also depends on who you're with.
Right.
I mean, if you're with someone at the time, and if they really like that, of course, you're going to, change it up a little bit.
Right.
But
I'm okay with whatever, really. I'm not picky about it. I swear. I mean, it was a crazy bush,
I'm with you too. Yeah.
I'm like whatevs. Like, I'm not gonna get all caught up.
I'm not buying it.
I think it's important as long as it's clean and it smells
fresh.
Yeah, just
be clean and smell fresh. That's like the important
thing.
That's
it.
Right? Yeah, but if you go down there and somebody's got like an Angela Davis afro going, that's not cool, man.
No, that's difficult.
All depends on what kind of mood you're in. I mean,
I don't know.
Exactly.
If you're listening to the Isley Brothers, it might be a fun kind of thing to do.
Totally.
Then you get the hair in your teeth and in your eyes and stuff.
But my question for you, okay, so I have a question about balls real quick.
Yeah.
So I don't have them, as you know, but what about shave? Like, a lot of guys are like, who haven't manscaped? Like, let's say like manscaping 101, they're like, what, can I shave them? Like, is it going to hurt? Like, what do you recommend? Like, how do you recommend? Like, let's just take care of the balls.
Well, to shave the balls, definitely an electric razor. Definitely do not use a blade. Unless you're really, really, unless you're a surgeon.
Yeah, okay. I use a blade.
I wouldn't use a blade.
I use a blade.
But you're like a surgeon.
I use a blade on my balls.
Or unless you're really, really skilled.
But I've been doing it a long time.
Yeah, and the other thing too is if you're going to use product like a shave cream or a foam or something, you have to really be extra careful because sometimes you can't see what you're shaving, what you're cutting. So you might cut something that you don't want to. So you're going to want to keep the area, the hairs down there soft.
Okay.
So you can see what you're doing. Because we've heard stories of guys nicking it and cutting
themselves.
And
they just use, which product would they use? Shaving cream? Which product for the balls?
I would use a shave cream, a non-foaming shave cream, but get it to a lather because you want to be able to see underneath as opposed to a nice thick barrier when you shave your face.
Okay,
you have the best shave cream on the planet just because I know that because I've used it, but my entire family is obsessed with it. And then so is Elvis. Anthony Logistic Shave. I'm just saying that. Like, his shaving cream is, like, notorious.
There is a learning curve associated with grooming yourself down there. I mean, the more you do it, the more you become familiar with the area and you know which angles to use and what hairs grow where and in which directions. It's a learning curve. And the more you do it, the better you'll get at it.
Yeah. Okay.
And you won't nick yourself.
And like you said, shave in the direction that your beard hairs grow.
Yeah, usually
that
that's correct.
Shave in the direction that the hairs grow. Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're prone to ingrowns and razor bumps.
That's right. And you don't want to shave right before you have sex.
Okay.
Because I think that predisposes you to potentially infection. So
that's
shave
a good
a day
one.
Before.
What do you think about that?
Well, that and also because of the friction, you'll most likely get
razor bumps.
Exactly right.
And ingrown hairs. And down there, it can be very difficult to remove.
Okay.
I totally agree. So if you know you're going to have sex, shave the day before.
Oh, what if you don't know and then you find out that day? Okay, we're going to talk about how to avoid all those bumps and all those nasty things that you don't want to happen down there.
Yes.
So everyone's going to feel good about boning this summer. You're listening to Sex with Emily on T Radio V. We'll be right back.
Tell me you depend on me. I need to hear it. I'm lost without you.
This is so appropriate. I said, just put on some sexy music. And
you know, on our website, we have a section for music.
You do?
We do.
Oh, our website.
Remember
our
they
website.
Showed you where they can download like music, like mood music for
That's
sex.
That's so cool. I mean, our brand that we're going to be talking about in a minute.
Exactly.
Okay, we're not going to get right.
Right, but I'm just telling you, like off the
record.
Yeah,
no one knows that what we're talking about, but we're going to come back to that in a minute. My guest here today is Anthony from Anthony Logistics for Men. We'll call him Tony, and we're talking about manscaping, womenscaping. And we also have Mike, special guest, T-Radio V. All of his people who work for him now are learning so much about your sex life.
Yeah, the guys are cringing and the girls are going, ooh, I didn't want to know that.
Yeah, but now they do. Okay, now we're going to find out. We talked a lot about male grooming, which is what Anthony does a lot of that. But he's also got products for women and grooming, the ShaveWorks line.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many women, you shave, we get the bumps. We get the scratches, we cut ourselves, it's just, we mess it up, and it hurts. And then we don't want to have sex, which is why we did it anyway. And it's a bummer. So what do you do?
Well, we have some great products that really help women shave and wax really everywhere. We have our new Pearl Soufflé Shave Cream, which is this product here. It's fantastic for shaving and helping to really eliminate redness and ingrown hairs. And after you shave, we have the Cool Fix, which is really our signature product that we launched with.
I love the Cool Fix.
It's made with three different acids, salicylic, glycolic, and phytic acid. And they help to bring down the bumps, bring down the redness immediately. There's something called MediaCalm Complex in the product. And there's really not another product on the market like it. You would think that there is, but nothing with these combination of ingredients, and that really helps to control the redness and the bumps to this degree. So it's great, and it really helps to boost self-confidence, and especially before sex and anytime
in between.
So it really
just gets rid of those bumps.
It gets rid of the redness immediately.
Okay.
And it gets rid of the bumps depending on the severity. It can take a couple of days, a week maybe at the most.
Okay.
But it really does work. It's been on the market for about 4 years now.
Okay. And it does really well. And people can buy your products at Anthony.com or anywhere.
Anthony.com is really the best place to buy the products.
Okay. Sounds good.
Wait a second. You own Anthony.com?
I do.
Nice job, bro.
Thank you.
He's been in business.
Job.
He's a pioneer in the field. 15 years.
Nice job, bro.
It's a long story for a different time, but it was pretty fun actually getting the name. But yeah, it's a good name to have.
I don't know anybody. I own my surname, Zena.com. So I don't know anybody that owns their first name.com. That's an accomplishment. Good for you, bro.
It was easier getting my first name than getting my last name.com, which is Sosnick.
Really?
There's other Sosnicks?
There's other Sosnicks. In fact, there's Sosnicks in San Francisco that are in the mustard business.
Oh, God. But there's
a Sosnick mustard. But
there have to be more Anthonys than there are Sosnicks.
There definitely are.
Yeah, that's a hell of an accomplishment, bro. Seriously,
yeah,
Anthony.com.
Besides all the products that he makes that are amazing. Okay, so I want to talk now about female grooming. So I want to know, what do you think, like, is there a trend? People are like, is the bush coming back? Will the bush ever come back?
I doubt it. I hope not.
Why not? Everything comes around, goes around.
I think it will. Actually, I think everything goes in phases. And I think that women that are completely shaved have, it's kind of making its comeback.
A little bit.
Personally.
Not maybe a huge bush again.
Not maybe huge, but I think definitely somewhere in between.
Okay. And what do you guys think that guys prefer? What do you hear? Personally, what do you prefer? A landing strip? Do you want nothing? What do you want, Mike?
I like it slick.
Slick. So nothing.
I do. I like it slick.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's cute.
It's
cute, beautiful.
Slick.
It's a pretty flower. I don't want anything in the way. I like it slick.
Okay. Got it. What about you, Tony?
I think it looks much better the way that it did 20 years ago, but just a 2013 version.
So trimmed.
Trimmed.
But still a little bit of hair.
Trimmed and clean, but definitely not completely bare.
Okay. Interesting. See, we've got two men. So for all the women, you know, listening to Sex with Emily, you know, it's kind of up to you. It's what you want. I mean, and I guess there are many men who are very verbal about it. I just heard a story. I was at a dinner party in Los Angeles the other night, and this guy starts telling the story. I've never met him before, which I love when I'm the one that doesn't bring up the alternative topics at dinner. He's like, I was hooking up with this woman the other night in New York. I just met her. We got back to my hotel room. We were having a great time. We were fooling around. I pull her pants down, and she's got a full bush. So I pick up the phone, and I call concierge. I say, can you please send up some shaving cream and a bucket and some a razor? So second later, concierge comes up with that. He picks her up, puts her on the sink, shaves her down.
Absolutely.
It's a one-night stand, by the way, and then he just bones her all night.
You know what?
And she's hot.
She will let you do that, too. He's 100% correct. It's probably a true story. I've done that. Absolutely works all the time.
Really?
Absolutely.
You're like, hey, babe, let me.
It's a major turn-on.
You know, I will tell you, though, that for me, seeing something like that, it shows confidence. I think someone that really has, you know, that really
doesn't shave. It was hot. It was confident. I was like, you could shave me even though I'm shaved.
And it's a little retro, I think, which is kind of cool. I think retro is kind of coming back a little bit.
So you think it's cool that she had the bush?
Even
though we shaved it? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I mean, at least to start off that way. You know, it's like, hey, this is me. This is who I am. And then,
but
to shave it turns it into a really hot evening.
I'm totally down with that. If she showed up with the big bush and I said, honey, let me shave that for you. And she said, yes. Oh, man, we'd be humping all night. That's the shit. That's cool
right
there.
Yeah, that is
cool. It's very intimate.
I had a guy shave me once.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. Not like a long time ago. He thought like it was kind of hot. It's a hot thing to do with your partner.
Hot.
So if you're looking at a spice up your relationship, take a shower together and shave each other.
I can give you another hint, too.
Ooh, I bet you can.
One more hint?
Yeah, please.
If you're a guy and you're trying to close a deal with a girl and you can't do it, let her paint your toenails.
Explain that to me.
I'm serious. It's worked for me dozens of times.
It worked for you how?
When you're trying to get a girl in bed and you just can't get over the hump, so to speak, let her paint your toenails. Ask her to paint your toenails because it's a very intimate thing.
Oh,
and then once she's holding your feet in her hand and she's painting your toenails, you're this close to closing
the
deal.
Wow, that's really cool.
It works really well.
I didn't know that. I've never asked a guy to do that. I've never painted. I can barely paint my own.
Ask a girl to paint your toenails. Okay. And she'll do it because it's kind of a sweet, cute thing. And then when she does that, you're rounding, third base, man.
You've got so many ticks. Oh, interesting. Trips. So many things. So that's your Shave Works line, Tony. That is cool for women. So you think that for women, it should just kind of be their own, whatever they vibe on. Like I do believe, like I got lasered, mm-hmm. but I didn't get it all off because I was afraid, like, what if I'm like 90 one day,
and
which
you want
I might
to change
be,
things
and
up.
I'm like, what if I want? I don't want no hair. Like if I'm in the old folks home, so I can still shave it off, but I can still.
I like what he does. Lasering is cheating.
Why?
Shave it because you might want it back someday.
No.
Shave it. And, you know, and that's why we've created
these products. I lasered a lot of it that I know that I won't want back. Let's just say that.
Yeah, but, you know, because, you know, styles come in and out all the time.
Right.
And that's why, you know, to create these products, you're always going to do something down there. You're always going to trim or you're going to, you know, keep it looking a certain way. So to have products that will allow that to happen, you know, that's what really started this idea for this brand. But
Plus, you know, I don't want a laser pointed at my junk. It makes me a little nervous.
Different.
Call me crazy.
That's
I don't
true.
Care.
No,
it's
no,
a
no,
laser.
No, I did a while ago. I got one of my advertisers, and I did it. I got a lasered. It was fun. But not. I left a little bit. Just so
is it permanent, though? When it's lasered, is it permanently off?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
But not all of it. No, just areas
right,
that
just
you
the areas that
you
had lasered.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's not. I still have like hair.
You
okay?
should laser in a monogram, your initials.
No. But, oh, people do that. But we have a whole thing. Go to sexwithemily.com. We have a great blog post about different pubic hairstyles that women
SWE.
Go crazy.
Like laser it
sexwithemily.com.
@sexwithemily, laser it in there.
How would you feel about that if someone would like shave like a heart or a lightning bolt or an arrow pointing at their crotch?
I think it's just dumb as shit. It's
really?
Gross. It's cheesy. It's just not cool.
Okay.
It's like getting an ugly tattoo that you just can't get rid of.
But you can get rid of it. You can be like, you don't like this, shave it off.
No, but the laser you can't get
rid of.
The
laser, if you laser it a lightning bolt.
Right. It's like a tattoo that you cannot get rid of.
Don't
I happen
do that.
To agree. I think it's really cheesy.
It's cheesy. It's like a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
So you guys
Why'd
agree.
You do that?
Okay. I got it. So, okay. Another thing that I want to talk about, and you just reminded me of this. I was going to read some emails from listeners, but I think we can also talk about, if we want to start talking about our big announcement.
Sure.
But we could do that. We kind of have a big announcement to make. And
well, why don't you guys go to commercial? Let me step out while you guys do your
but,
big announcement.
No, but okay. Well, let me just okay. Let's do that when we come back from commercial. I'm new at T Radio V today. But let's are we going to commercial?
No, not yet. No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not
come
yet.
Back. I would like to read just an email really quickly because I have two men here who can help answer this. And this is Dear Emily, I have this girl. I've been friends with her for 5 years, and we like each other for a while, and we haven't been on the same page as far as being single. But we were last year, and I asked her out, and now she doesn't like me. She says it would be weird, and she doesn't want to lose me as a friend. But we hang out, and we like dating. And we hang out like we're dating, but we don't hold hands or have sex. But I go to her house and cuddle with her and spend the night with her, and she even has a boyfriend. So I'm not sure if I should wait for her. What do you think, Matt? Okay, so this is very typical. This is a man who is so deeply engrossed, entrenched in the friend zone that he doesn't even realize it. He's like, should I wait for her? She lets him cuddle. So I just thought, you guys know when a girl's in the friend zone, right? You put her in the friend zone and she always wants more than you do. So what do we tell Dan? This is Matt. He's got to move on. He can't wait around for her.
Matt is gravitating dangerously towards being doormat.
Yeah. Women want, don't you think that your most effective relationships with women are when you, like, you don't let yourself get into the friend zone. You're like, babe, I want to be with you. And you just, like, kiss her. You don't, like, let it become a friend thing. So that's his struggle, Matt. We just wanted to.
She's got some issues, and he.
But she's also stringing him along. She'll cuddle, but she won't, like, you know.
She's probably got some abandonment issues, and he is doesn't want to stand up to her because he probably can't get a girl anyway, so.
Okay.
No, he can
get a girl.
He can be friends with her. Just be friends with her. But don't expect something more. She's sleeping with other guys. Just be friends with her.
Exactly. Got to be friends. And got to move on. And also, you got to diversify. You can't just be like I love her, and I'm not going to be anyone else.
And I wouldn't waste the time. I mean, I would, you know, be friends for a period of time. But after a while, you just got to say, you know, forget it and just move on.
Hook up if it's convenient. Go out and hang out if it's convenient, mutually convenient. But don't have any expectations. Keep your expectations within reason.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, one more. Emily, I want to do something romantic for my lover, but I'm not much of a true romantic. What are some ways to set a romantic mood in my bedroom for my girlfriend? We still haven't purchased any toys yet. I plan to soon. This is from Daniel. So I think this is a great segue into what our big announcement is after the break. But first, I'm going to address the toy part. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of sex toys.
Yeah, me too.
Right? So I would say that anything, if you go to goodvibes.com, you use coupon code GVEmily20, you get 20% off of items 100 or more. Here's the point. The thing about Good Vibes is you can click on the link that says like couples toys, and there's great toys to use during intercourse. I love the Jeju brand, J-E-J-O-U-E. Mm-hmm. And they make toys that you could, so many women, as you probably know, having sex with women, they cannot have an orgasm during intercourse alone without extra clitoral stimulation. And that might come in the way of a vibrator. So I love the Jeju Mimi, for example, because it looks like a little pebble. You can't even tell that it's a vibrator. And you hold it, a woman can hold it, or he can hold it, and you have like amazing orgasms.
Can I ask you a sex toy question?
Please ask me any sex toy question.
Is it appropriate for a guy who has sex toys to use them on more than one woman?
God, I've been asked this one before. That's really difficult because you can clean
them.
That's
a very good question, actually.
There's sex toy cleaners, and you should always clean your sex toys
after
you use them.
What if you boil them?
Well, it depends what kind they are. You can't boil them.
I would say just put them in the dishwasher.
I mean, obviously you can't boil a rabbit because it's got electronic components, but it...
Oh, the Jeju has a rabbit that's
Can you boil
killer.
A plug and it's
no.
okay?
No. What are you talking about? The Hitachi Magic Wand?
It'll probably rust.
Let's say it's just a rubber plug or just a some sort of an insertion plug.
Just use soap and water, but some
what
women
if you
might
clean
be...
it? Is it okay? Can you
it
use
depends
it on more
on the
than
woman.
One?
See, I've had friends who are like, who have called me and said, I was so horrified. He pulled out this vibrator that he'd used with his last girlfriend, and it really offended me. So I think but it's kind of a bummer because you spent $200 on a vibrator maybe, or 100, and then you can't really use it anymore.
Well, my response is, if you think that vibrator's dirty, what do you think my penis has been into?
Exactly. God knows your penis has been in so many places.
Thank you. But it's a physiological reality.
But if you're with a cool chick and you cleaned it, it's clean shaven. Yeah. Exactly. At least we know you're clean. Okay, that's when right. we come back, we're going to answer the rest of this question of how you can create romance to get your partner in the mood, because I've got a killer product that I'm going to tell you about, a whole new product line. It's going to blow your mind. It's Sex with Emily on T-Radio V. We'll be right back. Never felt this hot before, giving me something. I love it. All this music just to get you in the mood for sex, because you are listening to Sex with Emily. You can check out all of our podcasts on iTunes, on sexwithemily.com. And this one is actually video and audio, so you can check it out at sexwithemily.com or tradiov.com. Or maybe you're just listening to it, which we appreciate, all of our podcast listeners. And today's show, we're talking about manscaping, grooming, all these things that people are always emailing me, like, what's the trends? And we have some really good tips because we have Anthony from Anthony.com, Anthony Logistics for Men. And we went over some of your amazing products for men and for women. It's so good to have you here, Tony. So now we got to make our announcement that I've been talking about, been kind of teasing since the beginning of the show.
Right.
So Tony and I are old friends. We know each other from childhood. Mm-hmm. And I actually, when I was 10 years old, we bought his family's home that his dad had built, right? It was
exactly.
a beautiful home.
My father built it. Yeah.
His father built it. Unfortunately, I was moving in with a wicked stepfather, so it was not as nice of a situation for me. However, it was a beautiful home, and that's how we met when we were like 10.
Just lived in the same home.
Lived in the same home. So he moved out. I moved into his sister's bedroom. My brother moved into your bedroom. And then we went to summer camp together.
Right.
And then we kind of lost touch over the years. You live in New York.
Right, but we always knew who each other was, you know,
right.
But the cool thing was we lived in the same house.
Right.
When we were kids.
I know. I love that.
Yeah.
It was an amazing house.
Yeah.
Had a pool. It was really
cool. Yeah.
So then we just connect, whatever. And then funny enough, this is how I reconnected with you, I felt, is that I was a fan of Anthony, of your products, because I bought it for several guys that I was dating.
Mm-hmm.
Not at once. I'm not one of those people. I was dating six guys. But over time, I was like, oh, these products look great. And then everyone told me they were great. And then I was with my mom one day, and she said, do you know who that is? That's Tony Sazen. I'm like, that's Tony? Anthony's Tony? Didn't know. So we reconnected, mm-hmm. and we had a dinner when you were out in San Francisco for work.
About 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were sitting there. We were just talking about what he does and what I do. And I was like, you know what? I've always wanted to make a lubricant because I love lube. I think it enhances sex. I don't love any of the lubricants out there, and I think there should be a lube on every nightstand in America. Enough with this stigma. Enough with people saying, oh, lube is because she's dry. Lube is there's a problem. Lube, blah, blah, blah. She must not be attractive. No. Lube actually makes sex feel better. It's an amazing thing. So we talked about it.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting, you know, because you had said that you think that everyone should have a lubricant next to their bed. And I've always thought for many years, being in the personal care business, that there should really be a premium lubricant, premium intimate products on the market, and there really wasn't anything. It's kind of like when I started Anthony 15 years ago, 14 years ago, there were very few choices. So I thought that it was just a perfect connection.
Exactly. And I loved our connection.
And then we talked about the lubricant, and then we took it a step further, and we said, why don't just stop at a lubricant, but let's create a whole line,
exactly,
which really enhances people's sex lives and makes people really feel good about who they are.
Exactly. So going back to Daniel's question that we were reading before the break, how do I set a romantic mood for my girlfriend? I think that leads us to our next product. We have a lubricant, but we also have massage candles.
Exactly.
And I don't know, I've talked about aromatherapy massage candles before on the show, but I feel like since I know so much about products that I'm so proud of the candles we made because these really are the best of the best. They're basically, if you don't know what a massage candle is, it burns cooler than most wax. It's soy.
It's made with soy. It's made with beeswax, but it does cool softer. And it is softer. But the other great thing about the candles, especially the ones that we make, it's not only great for massages, it's great as a moisturizer too.
Oh my God, it's.
So if you leave it in, it doesn't have that sticky or greasy, tacky feel. It makes your body smooth. And
exactly.
Just,
yeah. So you light it, and then you let the wax pool for a few minutes, and then you can, if you are using it for a massage, you know, it's a great way to spice it up and to set the, first of all, it just sets the mood. If you just want the candle burning by your nightstand, that's fine too. But then say to your partner, I'd like to, hey, flip over, babe, I'm going to give you a little massage. And then you pour it on her back or his back, and you start to rub it in, and it turns into the most luxurious massage oil. It's not like wax. People are like, you got to chip off the wax. Like, no, there's no wax. It feels so good. And again, like, I've used it as like body lotion and hand lotion, like just when I'm home. But it also is just a really sexy thing to do with your partner.
In fact, you know, the wax is so soft, even if you don't light it, you can scoop a little bit of it out and put it on as a moisturizer.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And they're beautiful. Yeah. I love our products. Yeah. And it's emilyandtony.com. And they're actually going to be available.
The products will be available. The website, emilyandtony.com, will be up and running in about a week, 10 days or so.
Right.
But I would say in about 2 weeks, we'll be live and the products will be ready and for your enjoyment anywhere you want to use them.
Exactly. So we're talking like mid-August 2013 is what we're talking about. So that's the massage candles, and they come in three different scents. They're amazing. And then we've got another product. This is like a showstopper. Whenever I bring this up to people, like at parties or wherever, it's like people come in from the other room. They're like, what are you talking about? This is the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, this product, we've actually been in development with this product for quite some time. It's called Down Under Comfort. And what it does is it helps keep your balls dry, smelling fresh, and clean. And the way that it works, you apply it like you would a moisturizer. So you put a little bit on your hand, and then you massage it into the area that you want to keep dry, and it turns into a powder. And it smells clean, fresh. It has a nice citrusy kind of a scent to it. And it just keeps you fresh and dry and clean. But the interesting thing was, as we were in product development, the audience or the group that was most excited about this were the women.
Yeah, exactly.
Men were excited, but it was really the women that couldn't wait to get their hands on this product.
Yeah, it's amazing. So it's it's called Down Under Comfort, because a lot of men use talcum powder, which they should not use.
No.
They should use this from now on. It's not messy.
And it's less messy.
Better for you.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So check out emilyandtony.com, and we got to go, right? We're wrapping up. Is that what we're saying? 1 minute. Oh my God, this is amazing. I love being at T-Radio V. You can all check this out online. You can listen to the podcast. And I want to tell everyone, check out my iPhone apps, Kegel Camp. If you do Kegel exercises, they will change your life. It reminds you of your exercises. I have a book called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Could Try Tonight. And I just want you to go to my website, put in your email address, and you'll get a free report, the 5 biggest mistakes that you are making in bed. And that's pretty important because people are making mistakes. Thank you so much, Tony Sosnick from Anthony.com and EmilyandTony.com. You should all check it out. And thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I want to tell you about one of the amazing sponsors that has helped keeping Sex with Emily free to my listeners. Permessin is the world's first and only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. Permessin ensures men and women can enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And with a staggering 1 in 3 men suffering from this medical condition, this really isn't something to joke about. Previously, the only treatments for this very real and often unspoken about sexual disorder were antidepressants or numbing sprays, both of which come with some awful side effects. Permessin has zero side effects and works immediately. It's a desensitizing spray that is quickly absorbed so it will not transfer to your partner. Go to permessin.com to get control of premature ejaculation today. Enjoy the show.